As the weather starts to cool down, I'm really excited about everything this season brings. New opportunities, fresh goals, and yes, even the wardrobe change. I love the feeling of shifting gears as fall kicks in, whether it's in business or life. So as we all make the transition, I hope you're as excited as I am to embrace the season with a new perspective and maybe a few wardrobe upgrades from Quince. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to you. I recently picked up their Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater and an incredible performance chino pants, and they've quickly become go-to staples for me. As someone who's constantly traveling for speaking engagements or business meetings, I need clothes that not only look great, but also feel amazing. And these pieces absolutely deliver. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/playbook for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and a 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook.
Today we're going to talk about speeches. So I am going up to the Grand Del Mar and talking to a group of technology professionals for the MuirTech Technology Summit. And I'm going to be talking about dynamic pricing. But I wanted to talk to Dave this morning and get his advice to our audience for how does David, when is your next speech?
Tomorrow morning, Jesse Itzler, Goggins, me.
Beautiful.
On the Aspire tour with Tim Story. So I'm flying to Chicago, your favorite place. And I will be Chicago. On the Aspire side of it. And then Friday, I'll be in Irvine speaking with Bedros and John Barrett at a mastermind there in Irvine. And then Saturday at the Napoleon Hill Archives in Wise, Virginia, where I'll make the biggest announcement of my career.
Oh, it's coming.
With the Napoleon Hill Institute at the Napoleon Hill Archives. And then we have the SoFi Mastermind as well. And then over 200 stages. Just got back from Dubai, had 3 stages in 1 day, made almost $250,000. So there is lucrative in speaking when you understand how to speak and what the idea of speaking is.
I'm going to share a quick story with the audience. And I remember listening to you on one of the many stages. I don't know which platform it was, but it was a piece of content because it wasn't in person. But you were sharing a story about going to Sydney Opera House and having a speech there. And I remember your daughter, she came on stage. You know, you took your family with you, which I love because I travel with my family, my Walchef Wolfpack. And your daughter was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I can't believe how many seats are here. Dad, aren't you going to be nervous? Can you share that story?
Yeah, of course. And I think it's a real key element to anything that you want to do. I make a lot in coaching people when they say, how do I get better at this? And there's only one answer, practice. And so I said to my daughter, I said, well, sweetheart, why don't you come on stage when I go out on stage and clap for me? And she said, really? I said, yeah, but won't you be nervous clapping? She's like, no, I know how to clap. And I said, well, before I step on a stage, I want to make sure that I can articulate the lessons and the stories that I want to convey with confidence and comfortability, the same as if I was clapping. I want to practice what I do enough where the confidence and comfortability is equal to that of something that is simple, something that I've done my whole life, like clapping. And a lot of people, I think, misunderstand and miscommunicate two things when it comes to speaking. One is, how do we become comfortable and confident in what a lot of people have as their greatest fear, which I find innately exciting for me because I was born with an energetic and genetic inheritance of being a great speaker. I'm very comfortable. I love it and always have from a young age where other people, it's their greatest fear. But moreover, you said something very interesting. And I think a lot of people haven't thought about content in this way. you talk about you're going to talk to a bunch of content creators. And I don't believe in that. And I think it's very indicative of how we learn to be great speakers. I look at myself as a content capturer. I think I'm one of the best content capturers in the world. I capture more of my essence and my essence, my skills, my knowledge, and my desire better than most people that you see. I pay content creators to create the content from that which I have captured. The secret sauce in the stage theory is capture. Nothing happens if you are not capturing enough or capturing your essence. You have no ability to create or modify, amplify through creation, and perpetuate that creation. And so in the stage theory itself, utilizing the whole world as your stage, over 7.6 billion people and growing, with a more competitive environment, the bigger stages and the bigger people that you surround yourself with will give you access to more of the 7.6 billion instead of being random that one video pops a couple million views. You will have a consistent community of people at your frequency.
The content capture is something that I have always taken closely to my heart. You talking about speaking to two people, but somehow repurposing. I mean, one of my favorite videos back before you had a very popular YouTube channel with hundreds of thousands of subscribers, you didn't have many YouTube subscribers when I first came across your channel, but the content was so powerful and it was so impactful that it made me go down the David Meltzer rabbit hole, because it was about you leaving the Super Bowl with your son. You left your Super Bowl because you left the Super Bowl, gave tickets up before kickoff, because you wanted to be with your son. And for me, that was what I needed. But you knowing that, putting that content out there, despite the fact that it wasn't going to get millions of views back in the day, now it is. Now that piece of the irony is now that piece of content compounding interest, which we talk about all the time. But can you explain some advice to speakers about how you've learned how to better capture content when you go on stage? Because before, you used to bring a big media team that traveled with you. Can you share a little insights there?
And look, you don't know what you don't know. And I was replicating who my mentor was, which was the extraordinary content creator and capturer, a man named Gary Vaynerchuk. And Gary had a posse with D-Rock. And so I mirrored him with Jay Stone, which is Justin Pugh, and created a crew and did 100 vlogs, video logs of my travels. And that was the initial side of capturing my content, was to pay a crew of people to follow me around. That laid the foundation for me to understand content capturing, and then technology assisted over these years in order to facilitate the ability for convergence capture, where I'm capturing content on multi-platforms at once that was not available. The power and speed of the processing on a camera phone, the powerful tools of synthesized speakers and mics that allow me to follow me around. You know, I have a gimbal that is incredible, that follows me around. You put it on a tripod and it will follow me around on a stage. And so like any other parts of my business, and I'm sure it's true in the hospitality business for so many restaurant groups and other big companies that are in the industries, utilize the careers and jobs, is that we have to take inventory of the capability that we're looking for and see where technology can do better than to make humans more human. You see, hospitality is about human nature. It's about human beings. It's about emotional attachment. And so many people in the hospitality industry are afraid of technology. And you'll see this today at the Grand Hotel with Papa, who's a friend of mine who owns
Papa that. Doug.
Papa Doug is the man. Yep. But he is successful because he understands human nature and emotional connection, and people buy on emotion, especially food and drink and holiday. They buy on emotion for logical reasons. And if you don't understand technology makes humans more human, then you're missing the boat. Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
As the weather starts to cool down, I'm really excited about everything this season brings. New opportunities, fresh goals, and yes, even the wardrobe change. I love the feeling of shifting gears as fall kicks in, whether it's in business or life. So as we all make the transition, I hope you're as excited as I am to embrace the season with a new perspective and maybe a few wardrobe upgrades from Quince. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to you. I recently picked up their Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater and an incredible performance chino pants, and they've quickly become go-to staples for me as someone who's constantly traveling for speaking engagements or business meetings. I need clothes that not only look great, but also feel amazing. And these pieces absolutely deliver. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/playbook for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and a 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook.
When you go to conferences all over the world, let's get back to the speaking.
Yeah.
When do you deliver a new topic?
Whatever is asked for. Almost every time I step on stage, I'm delivering a new topic. You see, what people don't understand is when you become a great speaker, what you do is put things into context. And so you could give me any topic right now, and I could put it into a framework of context that already exists, that I'm practiced and well rehearsed in. And I'm just utilizing a framework and a context around a new idea. So when I went to JITEX in Dubai last week and had those three speeches, and look, there's no bigger conference. It's an investor and startup concert. They had 34 halls downtown Dubai and 20 halls at the harbor. That's 54 halls. You know, I did the keynote for New, which is like Verizon, their biggest telecom. Yeah. And, you know, they gave me a topic, a new topic for me about AI. Everything is about AI. And I put it within the framework in the context of what I know, whether it be my values, daily practices, an execution model, or even how to motivate, incentivize, inspire people. All of those, you can give me any type of content to speak about. And I am an expert at putting things into context. And I know from my repertoire, my repository of lessons and stories, that I have thousands of lessons and stories that I capture every single week. And I only capture that what resonates with me, meaning I either strongly feel I agree with something, or most recently I've learned I strongly feel like I disagree with something. I capture it. I put it into my inbox. I put it into a capture folder. And then on Sundays, I spend a minimum amount of time attaching stories, notes of stories, not the script. But, you know, if I'm going to teach, be more interested than interesting, it still has a note meeting my brother at the hospital because I know that story. It just keys me off to the lesson that I learned from that actual memory, reminding and recollecting with the source, the inspiration that I had from that resonance of that lesson that I strongly agreed with and live by still to today. And so understanding how this all reconciles with one another in the philosophy of the stage theory, capture, modify, amplify, and perpetuate, you could start seeing how the stage theory itself is a contextual tool, which I can take other lessons and apply it to the context, the framework, which I created with the Shakespearean stage theory. By the way, I gave a speech at Property Meld. I was the keynote at Ad Week. 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Amazing.
Yeah, I keynoted Ad Week. And my speech was everybody else went AI. And in fact, I was so stoked because everybody's like, are you going to talk about AI? I said, no, I'm going to talk about Shakespearean marketing. And that was the title of my speech.
Come on.
And I blew everybody away at Ad Week.
Is it obviously captured somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Repurposed?
Hell yeah, brother.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah. So you got
to
check
that's going to put a link. We're putting a link to that in the article. That's happening.
And I do want to add one more thing. I know we got about 7 minutes or whatever you have. You're so good with time. One of the other fun stories about capture, modify, amplify, and perpetuate is my most popular video is about Dr. J being the coolest and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar being a dick when I was a ball boy for the Clippers. It is literally I don't know, it might be to 5 or 10 million views, right? It's very popular. Anyway, talk about how content works. Here, I did that interview a while back, maybe 2.5 years ago. The NBA just did an article about that video.
Come on.
And they fax checked it. Yeah, I'll text that to you. But they did an article about, so they put it into a normal article. And it was funny because, like I said, I was 12 and they're like, Dave was 14 when he was a ball boy for the Clippers. He said, and it's true.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, Dave.
Yeah, but they checked it and it was so awesome because they're like, yeah, the Lakers was his first game. And then a week later, they played the 76ers. And I really appreciated the fact that they added credibility to my video because they verified before they wrote the article that my video was true, which made it even more popular. And probably this podcast will make it even more popular, but make sure that you get the interview, my speech at Ad Week, and I'll send you the article today, right after we get off of here.
How do you document for yourself? Do you take mental notes of audience feedback, whether that's in real life? Because part of this art of storytelling, this craft, you're almost like a comedian, the same way a comedian will tell, by the time they hit their Netflix stage, they've told that joke tens of thousands of times and they've iterated on it and they've made that joke that much better. Can you share a little bit about that before we let you go?
Well, I think it's really important. I learned it from Jay Leno. So it's funny that you utilize comedians as people, because Jay Leno, I think, had 150 corporate paid dates that he would do before his monologue. And so the night before, he would test out jokes and continue reiterate jokes and get paid, by the way. He lived off of his speaking fees and saved every penny from NBC, by the way.
Wow, I did not know that.
Amazing entrepreneur. But moreover, I do a ton of these. So I'm reiterating right now. I'm practicing right now, and I'm getting feedback individually. I get feedback from stages, from interviews, me giving them and receiving them. So at 5:30 this morning, I was on Book Yourself Solid. I've had 2 coaching calls already in this. And so one of the things that we started with to bring it full circle was, remember, those that are most comfortable and confident are most comfortable and confident because they have practiced it to a point that it's like clapping or something as simple as clapping. And you and I, both being sports fans, you see, I have a saying, the simple things to do are simple not to do because human nature doesn't want us to be consistent. But John Wooden, who has had a significant impact on me and so many others with the pyramid of success, that is actually hanging in Stanford's cafeteria sports lounge to show you how powerful the pyramid of success is, is that they look over the fact that UCLA is one of their biggest competitive schools in the conference, but yet they're still putting John Wooden up there. John Wooden is, you need to be perfect at the simple things, right? You need to make and be better at the simple things. And so taking that philosophy, you know, he would take the freshman basketball players and spend an hour teaching them to tie their shoes. I do the same thing when it comes to my content, how I capture it, how and who I surround myself with in order to make the simple things simple to do is because I am better at the simple things. I don't worry about the big things. I study the simple things, my calendar, my sleep, a variety of things that nobody else pays attention or gives intention to, thinking, saying, doing, and believing in alignment with what I call a divine direction. And if you're aligned with intentionality, a defined purpose in that divine direction, all the detours that you take become divine as well. And even moreover, the time that it takes to get what you want or better is in divine time. It allows you to have the patience to be ferocious and a Buddha.
That's David Meltzer. You can find all of our coaching calls on the Digital Hospitality feed, how we went from $0 in media revenue to over seven figures in media revenue on our way to eight figures. David, how can people get your book?
Yes, please, for free. I will sign it, send it. I will pay for shipping and the book. All you got to do is email me, david@dmeltzer.com. That's david@dmeltzer.com. Sean will put it in the notes, of course. Yep. I appreciate everyone. Remember, be kind to your future self and do good deeds.
That's David Meltzer. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Peace.
See ya.